By bring it right to Abaye. Says clearly, Haraisa Karna Tachtenu B'nei Mechutz Lehem. You take a boy in between and around it. That's what you get in Mechutz Lehem. Kamol Yoru V'Soyloi. V'zeh V'zeh Einum Rishoyim L'Zereya. And both of them, you don't have a right to be Zereya. You don't have a right to plant there. So clearly, that much property has to be left blank just in order to be used to walk around there. V'kami Yeh B'nei, how much property is in between one tree and the next tree? V'yab Yosef Amrav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Mi'ar Ba'amis. In between one tree and another tree could be between 4 amas and 8 amas. So if you buy 3 trees that in between one to the other is either 4 or 8 amas, that's the shear, that's called you bought the property in between them. But less or more, maybe not. Omer of Nachum Noma Shmuel, he says no, he says Mishmoino v'yad shesh asora. He holds 8 amas in between till 16. Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef, Letifla Golay the Rav Nachman. Don't argue on Rav Nachman. The Tanan Masnitsin Kavosei. There's a Mishnah like Rav Nachman. The Tanan learned like this. Hanoiter is karma, somebody plants his kerem. His vineyard, Shesha Sorayama. If you plant a vineyard, 16 amis. Al Shesha San 16 amis. Muta Lohovi Zero Lashom. You're allowed to bring other seeds there. In other words, if it's so big, then you're allowed to plant other seeds. You're allowed to plant other seeds there also. It won't be a shayla of kum. Shavam says means ben shur l'shur lehevi kerem el apochus mitez zayin hevi kerem. It's only if it's less than tez zayin. But if it's tez zayin one away from the other, that's not called a kerem. Then you're allowed to bring another seeds in between. So you see, it can't be 16 amis in between. Om Rav Yehuda ma'isa b'tzalmon. The story once happened in Tzalmon. B'yechod. Shenotes karmoi shesh asoro al shesh asoro. He planted his kerem 16 by 16 amo. V'hoyu hoifech shar shtei shurois litzad echod. So it did was, he planted his vineyard 16 amos apart. And now, one year he would take the vines and throw it to one side and plant in between the bezereyes near. And he would plant the part that didn't plant last year. L'shon acheres the next year, the opposite way. He would take the vines from the left side and throw them now to the right side. And now the Zereyes Abor, and he would plant in between that side. Or they said it was good. So see, if they're 16 amas apart, that's not called a kerem. You're allowed to plant other seeds in between there. Omelech, he said back to him like this. I don't know anything. I loved it. It was a mice like this. Bedura Bedrusa. There was a story in Dura Drusa. The Yosla came that they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomalei Zilhavle Kamolei Bokra the Caleb. Give him enough property to use Kamolei Bokra the Caleb. That's usually like Dalar Amis. How much you could use with your Bokra to walk through there? The Caleb. Shashbam says, but Dura Drusa means Beir Sharoim Shemachel Chaveru Sholish Ilonis. He sold his friend 3 trees. Lohoya Ches Amis, and there weren't 8 Amis in between them. The only Rav Yehuda Lemoiches Zil Havli Loke Give Loke Hakarka. The Afagav Yain Bnei Melech Kamali Bokra Kelev. Even though there's not 8 amos in between, only the size of Bokra the Kelev, he said it's okay. I think that's on 4. We'll soon see. Now Blehevi Yadan, I did not know Kamali Bokra the Kelev Kama. I did not know, but how much is it in between? So Kivun the Shamet Lahor. This now when he learned that, that's what he learned. It says Lo Yit Adam Ilan Samach Lusad Chaveroi. Somebody should not plant a tree near his friends. Unless he's away, Dalaramis. Says you're not allowed to plant your tree near Adam Elon next to your friend's soda, because you have to leave over enough space that he could go around there with his Boker and his Caleb, which is Dalaramis. So, kids, to that shear of Dalaramis. So we see here that the space between one tree and another tree could be at least Dalar Amis, that's also good. It could be up to 8 Amis. But between Dalar Amis and 8 Amis, it's also good. Ukrab Yir. Now the Gemara says, Ukrab Yisr, Milo Tanam, Dimu Nalak Rab Yisr, though. It says, Rab Meir, Rab Shimon Aimrim, Hanoit es Karmoi, Shimoina Amoisal Shimoina, somebody grows a vine. 8 Amis by 8 Amis, Muta Lohovi Zeru Lishom. You're also allowed to plant other seeds there. In other words, 8 by 8 is also too much to make it into a kerem. So Mara says, Afilu hachi ma'is zodif. Even so, you have a raya from here, a ma'is before was zodif, that it says 16. The Meister before, that's a bread of proof. Rashi says, Afilu Achim Meister, the Tzalmon Rav. Zilkoch Omalei Abaye, Lo Tiflo Galei, the Rav Nachman, the Meister, Shnum Mishnah. Yeah. That Mishnah was Yikah. Miyakov Shimon Samchin Ovda. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Bishleim Le Rav Yosef, Alivu the Rav Shimon, Shamin Le, Mifuzorin. We know how much Mifuzorim spread out they are. That means 8 Amis. The Shamin Le Ritzufim. We also hear how close they are. 4 Amis. Mifuzorim ho the Amor. Now we said 8 Amis. Ritzufim, close together at none. Kerem and Atuya, talking about Amis and a Kerem. Dibur Rebbe Shimon, at less than 4 Amis is not called a Kerem. Vachom Moimim, Kerem is called a Kerem. Varoyim, Esam Tsoim, Kiloenum. Even if they're planted closer than Dalad Amis, it's still called a Kerem. We just look as if the middle is not there. So we see clearly the shear of 8 Amis, and we see the shear of 4 Amis. Elo le Rav Nachman, Alibe de Rabbonon, the Rav Nachman according to Rabbonon, Mifuzorim, Shamin and Lei, we hear how much spread out they could be. Spread out, that was 8 Amis, we heard. He says, Nachman, he said, spread out this 16 Amis. Elo Rav Nachman, Alibe de Rabbonon, Mifuzorim, Shamin and Lei, 16, Ritzufim, Mishamin and Lei. How close is the closest they could be? Since according to Rav Shimon, it's a proportion of 8 Amis, that's the widest, to 4 Amis is the smallest, so the Rabbonon Nami Palga, so according to Rabbonon also, if it could be 16 Amis, the widest across, so the smallest could be 8 Amis then. Amarav Hilchos Halacha is like this, Me'arba Amos V'yad Shesh Asar Reno. Now, when you buy these 3 trees, there has to at least be 4 Amis in between one the other, and it could even be up to 16 Amis apart. If they're that much apart, that's called enough to make it a shear to mitzaret. If you buy 3 trees like this, then we could say there could be a shear. Right, the tiny kavos, the rolling like rubber, kama yehei mukrovim, how close can these trees be together? 4 Amis. As you buy these 3 trees, then they're at least, they're close, 4 Amis, it's still called okay. V'kamiyehim ruchokim, shesha sara, 16. Hareza kona karkav, yes, ilona shebeneim. And then, you kona the kark in between, and if there are any small trees in between, you kona them also. Lefigur, therefore, yovashilon, if the tree dries up, or niktas yesh la karka, the mice still own the kark in between. When you buy 3 trees, that these trees were 4 amas at least in between, you own the kark in between them also. Even if these trees dry up, you still have the karka. Pochus mikan, let's say the trees are less than dalad amis in between, or yeser al kein, or else more than 8 than 16 amis apart, or yishalochon b'zeach hazeh, let's say you bought the 3 trees one after another, you bought 1, 2, then you bought later, or turn over. Yeah, again, speak of Yorba Shilu noi niksach yesh lakaka pochus mikano yeser vakein or shilochum mzeach hazeh hareza lakona lo yas lakaka v'lo yas ilonis. Then you're not kind of the kaka, you're not kind of the trees in between either, shibaneim lefikach. Therefore, if you buy these trees, you only own the trees and not the kaka. Therefore, Yorba Shilu, let's say the trees dry up oi niksach, or else the trees get cut down, ein lakaka, then you do not own the kaka. That's the call of our Mishnah. So when you buy 3 trees, when do you own the karka in between? If those 3 trees are like going to stay there, they're mamish like through their mamish, at least 4 amis in between, one and the other, up until 16. Bore Reb Yirmiya, kishu moidit, when you start counting the 4 amis in between, mimokam katru moidit, from the shorter part of the tree, or mimokam rocha, from the wider part of the tree, who moidit, omalev reviyim avek svil, ravashi toshima, the tanan. And if you have the grafting part of a vine, ain't a moided ella mi'ikr, hasheni, from the second part of it. So the chur, the second part of it, yeah. V'malah v'loy min ikr rishon shirachiv yosef v'loy min ashlish shikotzav yelam min abenni. You have to count from the middle part, Rashbam says. It means not the thickest part, not the thinnest, the skinniest part. You have to count the middle part of the tree. That's if you count the dalad amis away. Yeah. I told you three bad ilan. Three like bad ilan. Means ilan echad mochaloi sheish lashosh bam. Has three sprouts coming out that are far away. I sold you three sprouts of a tree. And each sprout is like dal ramas away from the other one. So ma, what's the locha? Do it look like it's one tree? Does it look like three different trees? If you graph like, or you put on the ground each geffen, the ikrayim nurin, you see the ikur, you have lezer reb tzadik laimer, im yesh b'nei medal damas v'yad shemayna mitzarfen, v'yavlavei mitzarfen. So who you see, even though it's really one root, but since it's under the ground, and when it comes out, it comes up 4 amas away, it looks like two separate things, they're also taka, even though really it's one root, but if the tree sprouts, grow up, 4 amas here, 4 amas there, and then in the middle, it would also be considered like you bought three trees. I sold you two trees in the middle of my field, and one of them on the meitzer, one was on the boundary. Mahu, or else shtayim b'teich shaloi, two of them I bought you in mine, and one